falling up the stairs for 50 years or so. Just checking a list of the funniest things I've ever seen. It's the 1960s, and I'm standing in the poolside doorway of my apartment in Alberta City, Alabama. To be exact, I live at Claymont Apartments, just behind the bowling alley that is boldly called Leland Lanes. To the far right of the obligatory chlorine-fragranced swimming pool, I can see a small human figure swaying in the twilight shadows, silhouetted against the picture windows of each living unit. I can make out who this human is just from the way he holds himself. It's Bill, the Tuscaloosa City planner who resides here. Normally, Bill is an engaging and lively conversationalist who takes his day job quite seriously. But on the weekends, and particularly on Saturday nights, this happens to be one of those Saturday nights, Bill pickles himself with a steady flow of beverages of the alcohol content type. When Bill drinks, he remains sociable and smiling and harmless, but the lively discussions may wander about with less focus than usual. Anyhow, this evening, Bill is weaving toward the stairs that lead to his second floor nest. His aim is true despite the meandering, and he raises his right foot to place it on the first step. He's not holding onto the banister because his hands are protectively preoccupied with one bottle and one tumbler hugged to his chest. Bill leans forward onto his right leg and raises his left leg, aiming to achieve either the same step or, optimistically, the second step. At this point, his leaning takes the appearance of toppling forward, face rapidly plunging toward the concrete surfaces. But then, a magical moment occurs. Instinctively cuddling both containers, Bill quickly raises his right foot in order to engage a third stair, thus saving his face, but in the process, failing to stabilize his downward fall. Rapidly struggling to remain erect, Bill lifts his left leg and manages to plant it on the fourth step just fast enough to again refrain from falling flat upon stairs and glassware. Magically, Bill continues to fall forward at the same rate that his legs affect the ascent, and like a slapstick comedian, he eventually arrives at the top of the flight, still wobbling, but vertical and unharmed. I realize that time has stood still during this event. I haven't breathed or averted my gaze. It happened so quickly that it takes me a while to absorb the physics of what I've just witnessed. Bill wends his way toward his apartment or the next second-story party that he can find. I resume breathing and going about the business of hunkering down for the evening. Life goes on for another 50 years. Memories like this keep falling forward into my mind like a drunken friend, unable to self-destruct, unable to become forgettable. I smile to myself and check the list to see what other funny reminiscences are hiding in stacks of notes and dictations. There's got to be a funny pony somewhere in here.